Thank you for joining us today on My Not Today. And my guest today is Sean Sipma. Today he's wearing the hat of mayor in our conversation. As you all know, he's also my favorite insurance agent.
Wear several different hats. Yep. Appreciate being here again there, Bob.
Good to have you here. Mm-hmm. We were talking a little bit about you had the opportunity to take a little time off, and I'll bet whenever you do that, you do check out the communities you're at and see mm-hmm. how they're run and so forth as well.
Well, and that was, we took a little driving tour out into Montana, to western Montana. It's an area I'd never been, but it was a great opportunity to also take a look at how some of the smaller communities and maybe rural communities in Montana's rural state like we are, was dealing with its COVID potential issues and or concerns. And it was kind of a wide range of how some communities were dealing with it. Some you went into and masks were required everywhere by the businesses. And this was all really business oriented. And other smaller communities you went into, and it was a little tape on the floor, keep your social distance, but, you know, pretty, you know, laissez-faire, so to speak. But no, it was great. And then also seeing kind of the economic drivers within the communities, and identifying which ones were the tourist towns, which one were based on agriculture. And yeah, it's anytime I pretty much go anywhere, I use it somewhat of as a learning experience too.
On the note of COVID, although I don't want to make the program about it, I just want to say that I am one of those people that are pretty carefree about the situation. However, I have to admit, it really is wearing on people. And, you know, what I see as something that communities and individuals are going to have to deal with is just the mental health issue, because it's got to be causing problems.
The psychological impact, I think, has actually been one of the bigger impacts, I think, for our community. You know, it certainly has had its economic impact. Looking forward, I know that there's concern coming for fall. As I'm approaching this, I'm being careful. I'm being cautious in response to, you know, if a business is going to require me to wear a face mask, that is their prerogative. That's their right to require that. So if I do have to go to a place like Menards, and I'm using them because they do have one of their corporate policies, I'm putting on a mask. I'm not doing it for any other reason than that that's the requirement. But I am also washing my hands a lot more.
Yeah, me too.
And I am just also being a lot more, I think, aware of those situations to where if there's a large group of people that I don't feel comfortable in that situation in terms of the proximity, you know, that's also my right to keep my distance in that regard. So I'm not on either far end of the spectrum. I would say I'm somewhere in that middle.
Yeah, me too. It's, you know, most of us can remember 9/11. And, you know, when 9/11 happened, it didn't put me in a state of fear, and I can't really say that COVID has either, but like with 9/11, it was an enemy that I just felt confident we're going to nuke them off the earth or whatever. You can't say that about a virus or whatever. Like I said, I didn't want to take a lot of time on this, so we can move on to another issue. But again, yeah, that mental health aspect is what I'm concerned about, especially for the young people. Mm-hmm. Now, on Wednesday, you had a ribbon cutting that was pretty exciting.
We did, absolutely. It was the One Brand. It was actually just following the One Brand announcement. So we cut the ribbon on Blue on Broadway, which is the mixed-use development that's going to be happening where the old Pepsi, Northern Pepsi Bottling Company was at. And mixed use should be very familiar to a lot of people, because if you come to downtown Minot, where your office is at, where we're recording, downtown Minot is mixed use. You have the commercial space, and then you have some residential space on top. And what we've seen with, like, the Beaver Ridge, it is going to be in a very similar aspect to what Beaver Ridge is right across from Minot Ryan, Minot State University. You know, some businesses on that main floor, underground parking, and then residential spaces above. And that part is also part of the National Disaster Resiliency component, where we essentially bought down rent for 42 units for 20 years, meaning that folks that qualify for low to moderate income qualifications will be able to rent those apartments at a set price for that 20-year period. That's that commitment from Epic Companies to continue to track that for 20 years and follow those guidelines. Now, the great thing about that location is it is right across from a grocery store. It is right around a lot of different businesses that for their employee, for that employment base, likely would fall into that LMI category. So talking with Epic, they're already well on their way to already renting out the commercial spaces, and they are very confident that all 42 units will be rented out very, very quickly. And I think looking at it, I feel it is going to be a tremendous asset. And once people truly see what it is and really the big picture, they're going to say, wow, we should have looked at something like this a lot sooner.
I certainly believe it will be a success as well, Sean. I'm hoping that they put a good crosswalk up there to get across Broadway. You mentioned the grocery store.
We're a half block away from a stoplight.
Oh, that's right.
So we're right down the street from that stoplight, right by the pizza place and the video rental place. There's a light right there. So it's not even a half a block to get to that light.
Great. So it won't slow down traffic. It'll be just mm-hmm. as it is.
Absolutely.
And it will be safe for those residents to get across the street. I've seen people try to cross over at the...
I think a lot of people still think of Minot as a small town, and we grew. You know, we're no longer that town of 28,000 people, and even at 28,000 people back in the day, Broadway was still our busiest arterial thoroughfare through the city. And sometimes in North Dakota, we just have to get outside of our box that we, for a safe transition, a stoplight is still the best answer.
And you had started out... when I asked about Blue on Broadway, I didn't ask by name. You started talking about the one brand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was one that was kind of skeptical about spending the money for this, but it's beautiful. I really like the logo. I can't wait to try to incorporate it into my advertising.
And the great thing about the logo, or the one brand, it's more than just a logo. It is a marketing plan, I don't want to say scheme, but marketing plan, not only to unify a lot of the different entities around Minot and businesses and ideas, but it's also something for a long-term strategy that is, I think, unifying the mission, the goal for a lot of folks. And it's not in essence getting rid of any single identity. Visit Minot is still going to be Visit Minot. MAD is still going to be MADC, and so on down the line. But when we take a look at a lot of other very successful communities around the country that do a great job of marketing themselves to tourism and bringing in industry, economic development, there is a unified effort with a unified identifier. And we are still the Magic City. Because that is part of, be the magic of Minot, make the magic of Minot. That very, very much is incorporated into it. And I think that we're just getting going with this. COVID certainly slowed it down, but I'm excited. I like the logo, and I'm expecting great things.
Well, me too. And what, for those that are listening, whether they've seen the logo or not, but are thinking maybe it would be good for me to use it in my advertising, how does that work?
Get a hold of Visit Minot, and they'll help walk through. There's also a website that you can check out, and all you would have to do is jump over to Visit Minot's webpage, and there's a quick link. I could say the link, but it's always easier to just go to visitminot.com. There's a link on there and click, and it's got all the information that goes. You can download the logo. You can request some of the nice little stickers and things like that. And what I like is I've got one on the back of my pickup, one on the back of my wife's vehicle. I don't do a lot of traveling, but dang right, I'm proud if I'm going somewhere and they see that, you know, Magic Minot on the back of my vehicle. It's helping every single person tell the story that Minot's here. We're marching forward, and we're gonna be one of those communities that long since have we been a contender, but now we're gonna be something to be reckoned with.
Absolutely, and it's just going to. I mean, they're gonna see that, and they're gonna think Minot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, kind of what I was hinting around to a little bit. If I wanted to put that logo in my window, it probably won't cost me $10,000 to put the logo in the window.
Oh, absolutely not. It is a brand, and we've seen a few businesses already that have, right here on North Broadway, that have put it on their building as part of that marketing. No, I think if it's something that you want tremendously large, yeah, there might be some initial cost for you to do something more than just, you know, whatever that logo looks like. But yeah, it's something that I'm excited about. I think the community is going to be more excited about it too, moving forward as we see how it develops.
Well, I know I'd like to put it in our windows here, and for those who aren't familiar, my real job is Ward County Notary Services, but also I share office space with my son and his art gallery and studio, and I think just putting that logo out there is a great idea.
Absolutely.
I have to mention that with Ward County Notary Services, I've looked at that logo and thought about flipping those M's over, because it's really a nice logo.
It is.
It looked good as a W, too.
Absolutely.
For Ward County. Sean, what might be news that we should tell people is coming up?
You know, we've got, of course, right now we would normally be in the middle of the North Dakota State Fair. That isn't going on right now. But we do have a lot of great smaller events that are happening around the community. The Peddler's Market this last weekend just occurred. And I know that there's a lot more of the smaller events as people are looking at, you know, trying to pick up the piece of what we lost a lot with the issues surrounding COVID. We're also gearing up on the city side for our next legislative session. We're going to have the Water Topics Committee, which is a group of legislators that essentially not only compile information, but then make recommendations to the State Water Commission for their asset management and projects. So they're going to be here in mid to late August, and we're going to take them on a tour, and then they're going to have a meeting here in Minot, and we're going to go out and tour all of the things that have happened within the flood control. It's been in the news that the Water Resource Trust Fund is about over $200 million behind in revenues because of the oil prices that were impacted. So we are working with the Water Commission, with the Water Topics Committee, to push back portion of our MI-5 project, which we just had in the news, which was the component with the railroad. So we're pushing back about $33 million into projects for 2021 and potentially 2022. It is affecting our timeline for flood control a little bit, maybe a year for sections 1 through 5 to get the approximately 65% of the floodplain out of the high risk category. But the good news is we're still not in the high risk category. That is still working through that appeal. So there's a lot of moving parts with flood control, and that, Bob, I think we could talk for an hour and a half alone on. But no, it's we got a lot of things going in midsummer.
And we are already out of time, Sean. So I want to thank you for coming in. I want to thank the council for endorsing that letter, I think it was.
The amicus brief regarding the economic impact to Minot on the shutdown of the DAPL pipeline.
Yeah. So my thanks out for that, because it's so important. Well, thank you again, Sean, for coming in on such short notice.
I always appreciate the invitation, Bob.